Disclaimer, for those of you who don't like controversy, you may want to skip this boom. You may even hate me if you do listen to it, for some of you. This has to do with a tweet I read. I think sarcastically, where it said, "I wouldn't want that disgusting dog in my car either. Canes don't shed or cause allergies. I support Uber." It made me think. Now, the part that here's disclosure. This part has to do with emotional animals. So if you think the emotional animals are okay, you should be quite willing to stop this ad right now, this boo right now, and not listen to it. Or skip forward through, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 minutes. Anyway, emotional animals got airplanes for free and everything else. It's just, I can't bear to be without my little Fifi. I can't be without her, so I need to have her. She has to be with me. I don't want to spend her. I don't want to leave her alone, or I'm afraid of flying. Guess what? Take another option. Take something that settles you down. And if you want Fifi with you, that she makes you feel more comfortable having with you, pay for her. You don't have a right to take up space for somebody else's room or annoy them with your little dog yapping just because you don't want to leave little Fifi at home and your fake emotional dependence on a dog to calm or a cat to calm you down while you fly. Now, I know there are people that have emotional issues, and an animal does help keep them regulated, and it's part of therapy. They're therapy animals. But I think for most people, however, it's not the case. It's just they don't want to leave their little darling at home alone, and they don't want to have to pay for it, so they abuse the system. I think that's the service animal is the most abused animal because there's really no standards, and you really can't ask somebody without treading on their right. Basically accusing them of being frauds and fakers, or they're legitimate. But the truth of the matter is, there's probably about half or three quarters of the emotional animals out there are fake. And about, I don't know, maybe 10% or more of the service animals are as well. I mean, all the people that have to ride in wheelchairs, but some of that's pushed on the through the airport are capable of walking, that would do it because they're too damn lazy. Well, guess what? I had to ride a wheelchair to the airport, but it was easier for the airline to do it. So I just let them do it. I didn't feel like fighting with them. So sometimes it's not the case. Okay, but back to the service animal issue. But other than that, and with guide dogs, now with guide dogs, you can learn to use a cane. You can use a cane. You don't need a guide dog. It's only one form. So in the case of guide dogs, maybe they might have a point. But to that person, but to that tweet, this is where I have a problem with it. Not all animals are guide dogs. Not all service animals are necessary for guide dogs. Some service animals are to help the person do things. And I don't know if those people who need those particular type of service animals can use a taxi system or a ride-sharing system, but to the extent they can, since that's if the service animal is the only way for them to perform certain functions that they need to have performed, the animal has to be with them. There is no cane. There is nothing. They shouldn't have to have a full-time companion constantly with them. So therefore, you guys need to think about that. It's not just guide dogs, because I can see it with guide dogs. I can see them saying, you don't need your guide dog. It's your choice to have a guide dog, and so therefore it's my choice whether or not I let you ride with me. You shouldn't be. The only problem is you might be stranded out and without a driver. So there is that. But, frankly, it's your choice to have a guide dog. So it should be your It should be my choice whether to pick you up, and if that's the case, it should be my choice. You should make other, if you choose to have a guide dog, you should choose a form of transportation or a way of getting around that accommodates that guide dog. That is totally acceptable. Having said that, I'm sorry. Whether it's the emotional dog, oh, my little Fifi, the fake service animal, or the guide dog, or this the guide dog, you shouldn't be able to discriminate, because my choice as to what works best for me for mobility is not for your discussion. Are you going to discriminate against people who wear glasses versus those who can wear contacts? We wouldn't discriminate on a person's choice of, we might criticize, and we might think it's ugly, but we wouldn't criticize a person's choice of vision wear or hearing aids, etc. Why do we want to discriminate against a person's mobility? We shouldn't. Or how he gets things done, turns on a light switch, opens the door, etc. Or yes, even calms a person's nerves who gets car sick or is afraid to fly. Because sometimes flying is the only way to get there in the manner you need to be there in. You have no choice but to fly. Oh, a funeral's tomorrow, so I need to fly today. But I'm afraid of flying. But so I need to take the bus or drive. And then I can't drive, but a bus will take me 3 days to get there. I'll miss the funeral, so why bother going? So it's a choice between not going and going in that situation. Do I think it's abused? Yeah. Do I think we need to tighten stricter? We need to have some kind of standards so that we can root out Fifi Mama? But what it is and how far we go, I don't know. But in the meantime, we need to have, I'd rather err on the side of allowing people to have service and emotional animals than not to. Thank you very much. And if you did listen to all of this, you'd know where I was going with the rest of it early on. But if you were offended, I gave you the warning to stop.
Stop record button.